Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and Mascoma Savings Bank, serving the people and needs of the Upper Connecticut River Valley since 1899. Online at mascomabank.com. And Hinckley, Allen & Snyder, where partners have been giving clients practical legal advice for over 100 years throughout New England, haslaw.com. And Union Institute and University, offering a hybrid doctorate in psychology and a low residency Master of Arts with a concentration in counseling psychology in Brattleboro, Vermont, myunion.edu. Coming up next on The Folk Show, the Tupelo Public Radio Project.
I'm Virginia Prescott. Right now at wordofmouthradio.org, Peacock Tales, Whale Song, and Nature's Mysterious Artistry. An author argues that beauty is an instinct and that scientists should study it.
Every species is an aesthetic world unto itself. If you want to study the Song of the Mockingbird as a biology student, your advisors will say, don't do it. They're too different from one another.
Unveiling an enigmatic aesthetic and much more at wordofmouthradio.org.
Welcome to the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction. I'm Kate McNally, host of The Folk Show on New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're glad you're here for the Tupelo Public Radio Project. This series is a partnership between NHPR and the Tupelo Music Hall, and each month we'll explore acoustic music with some of the most talented and accomplished musicians performing today, both live on stage here at the Tupelo Music Hall and on the air on The Folk Show. Tonight's guest was born and raised in Saco, Maine, with music flowing through her veins, it seems. At 15, she received a gift of a used guitar at a yard sale with the promise that she learned to play it. So she did. And that was the departure point for our guest. And she's had a pretty amazing career. She's been touring for 15 years, has released 11 albums. Her 1997 self-titled release was named Album of the Year by the Gay and Lesbian American Music Awards. In 2005, she and Mark Arely received the grand prize in the International Songwriting Competition for their song People Look Around. Her music has earned glowing reviews, and it's been featured in multiple television programs and films, but that's just not enough for this talented woman. Her philanthropic work with her Aspire to Inspire guitar initiative has put guitars in the hands of developing young musicians who couldn't afford to buy their own. And last year, she was invited to perform at the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Katie Curtis. Waiting for the planes to tumble,
wanna know about these photographs away. I don't know how these memories got saved. Now I'm gonna be free, baby, free. So come into the sun. Made from a ball of clay. It can't be a heavy heart when it's shaped that way. Built from it a bowl and flow, baby, flow.
It's really great to be here in White River Junction, celebrating with New Hampshire Public Radio. I'd like to play a song for you that was inspired by, I guess it was a neighbor who first said it to me about just kind of like how my family had, you know, I'm a folk singer and my partner's a camp director, and I don't know. She said to us, "You girls just live on a wing and a prayer." And I thought, well, yeah, thankfully, it's true. And this is called Highway Del Sol.
Mm-hmm.
Some say we live on a wing and a prayer and a pocket map. I don't know how we got this far. Some say we're lucky and lucky we are to live like that. Most times I don't know where we are. We follow the road, the highway del sol. Don't know where it goes. I wanted a life that was built like a rock that would not break. Put all the pieces. Change your face. We follow the road, the highway del sol. Don't know where it goes. Ooh. Should pray to understand the things we've learned through our mistakes and from thin air, unexpected grace to live with unexpected terms. We follow the road.
You're listening to the Tupelo Public Radio Project. I'm Kate McNally, and we're at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction with Katie Curtis. What a great sound, Katie. Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much.
So great to have you here. Take us back, Katie, to when you were 15. You were given that guitar at that yard sale that changed your life. Who was it that granted you that gift, and are they aware of what you've done with it?
Well, I was working at this place called Funtown USA in Saco, Maine, and they had a little theater production of Free to Be You and Me at Funtown. And I was the drummer, the substitute drummer. And the rest of the time, I was cleaning up and stuff. But anyway, the production manager could see that I was very passionate about music, and she had a yard sale when the show closed because there wasn't that much interest in Free to Be You and Me after a while. And so they had a yard sale, and she's the one who gave me the guitar. She could see I really wanted it. She said I had to learn to play it if I wanted to take it from her, and I agreed to do it. And then I started this endowment for other kids to get guitars, and I went in search of this woman, Linny, who I remembered so well. And just a few months after my Sweet Life record came out, where I thanked her in the liner notes, someone knew someone who knew someone who thought they knew her. And as it turns out, just when I got a connection to a relative of hers, she had passed away like two nights before. It was really, really strange. And, you know, we all can only hope that somehow she felt it, you know, that I really appreciated the gift. But I didn't get to tell her myself.
So how many guitars do you think you've given out over the course of this foundation?
We've raised just among fans and about $12,000, and we've given it all away to buy instruments for kids, through Fresh Air Camps and other organizations.
Are you still working with that foundation?
Yeah.
So how could people, if they wanted to help out in any way, is there a way? Can they go to your website and find out more information?
Yeah, go to my website and find out more.
How about another few tunes for us?
Sure. This is it's a tune about having kids. It's I live in Massachusetts, so my partner, I'm learning to say my wife. I know it's a little new for everybody, but we're. I feel like, since we've been together for 15 years and we have two children, that I really need to get comfortable with the term. But anyway, our kids are in elementary school, and I guess Don White wrote this when his kids were just a little bit older. This is called B16 with me. And I should introduce the band now because I forced Jenna to tune unexpectedly for this song. Over here on the banjo and on the keyboards and singing so beautifully, this is Jenna Linbo. Thank you. And the smoking hot guitar player all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, this is Thomas Giuliano.
Should they go? They got a good here, Their food, their phone, their rent is free. They would have to be out of their minds to leave. But wake up, mama, climb out of this window. I got the key, let's steal our daughter's car. Let's both get really drunk, put a big dent in their trunk. Upon that acting wild, they'll be the ones upon that worrying. Wake up, mama, climb out of this window. Come on out, be 16 again. Picture our kids calling all our friends up and asking them. All our friends will lie and say they ain't seen us all night, but we'll be standing right beside them while they're on the phone, smoking and drinking and carrying on. And when we come strolling in on Sunday morning around 10 o'clock while the neighbors walk to church, our kids will ask us where we've been, and then they'll ask us again, and we'll just make up a great big lie and swear that it's the truth until the day we die. And they'll be the ones trying to find the truth out. We'll be the ones lying through our teeth. Wake up, mama, climb out of this window. Come on out and be 16 with me. Wake up, mama, climb out of this window. I got the key, let's steal our daughter's car. Let's both get really drunk and put a big dent in her trunk. And no one will know where we are till we come home in a police car. Yeah, we'll be the ones up all night acting wild. They'll be the ones up all night. Wake up, mama, climb out of this window. Come on out and be 16 again.
Yeah. Yeah, so my kids are in a different place. They're still, you know, trick-or-treating with store-bought costumes and everything. And my 9-year-old was telling me that I should be a hippie for Halloween. Because I always struggle with what I should be. And I said, well, Lucy, what do you mean? What should a hippie wear for Halloween? And she said, she rolled her eyes and she said, I don't know, Ma, I'm not from the 80s. Back in January, I think we were all really riveted and simultaneously scared by the shootings in Arizona, where Representative Giffords was injured, and many people as well. And this is a song I wrote in response to that with my friend Fred Wilhelm in Nashville. This is called Another Day on Earth. It's about getting along. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Some people
people say you don't need to worry. Some people say you don't worry enough. Some people say you better hurry. Some people say, what's the rush? Hey, 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 it's all right, it's okay. We can make it work. Up or down, left or right, yellow, brown, black or white. It's another day on earth. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Some people say, save all your money. Some people say you should spend it all now. Some people say there's never too many. Some people say no more allowed. Hey, 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 it's all right, it's okay. We can make it work. Up or down, left or right, yellow, brown, black or white. It's another day on earth. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Say tomorrow's too late. Some people say the leaders will follow. Some people say, how long must we wait? Hey, 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 it's all right, it's okay. We can make it work. Up or down, left or right, yellow, brown, black or white. It's another day on earth. Oh, ooh, ooh.
Listening to the Tupelo Public Radio Project here at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction. We're here with Katie Curtis, and we're having a really great time tonight. I'm Kate McNally, host of The Folk Show. I want to talk about the new album, Stretch Limousine on Fire. The cover art, Stretch Limousine in Flames, is pretty compelling, Katie. What was the picture in your head when you came up with that song?
It was the actual Stretch Limousine on Fire that I saw. I have to admit, truth is stranger than fiction, and I was actually privileged to see such a thing, and it just seems so, such a great metaphor. I wished I had thought of it without having to see it, but I did.
So that was the picture in your head, okay.
That was the picture in my head.
Got a great band, another great lineup. Lisa Loeb is on the album. Mary Chapin Carpenter returns to help you out on that. So how does this new album differ from the concept for the previous album?
Right. Well, the last record of my own material that I recorded was Sweet Life, and that was really a lot about having young kids and trying to, like, you know, really kind of focus on the beauty in life when there's so much, you know, kind of scary stuff going on. And then this record, you know, I was thinking a lot about uncertainty and living with uncertainty, and I think Stretch Limousine on Fire is a metaphor for that, because no matter how much you have, you know, everybody really has bad days. And I think that, you know, we all sort of, it comes down to all of us having sort of being connected to one another as opposed to having stuff. I mean, that's just kind of a basic thing that I feel like runs through this record. I think it's probably got to do with, like, there's a couple songs on it about mortality and a couple songs about marriage, and you know, that's all really about sort of the spiritual. Highway Del Sol's on it also, kind of about the spiritual path, and recognizing that I think as you get older, you kind of become more aware of the importance of that part of your life.
Do you find yourself looking through your children's eyes at all when you're looking at the world?
My children mainly just see stuff, you know? They like to get stuff, and they are still quite materialistic, so no, I try not to look through their... They do sometimes say profound things, like my daughter, who just the 7-year-old just beginning to read, and it's been a real struggle for her. And she said something, and I actually, we'll come back to this with one of Jenna's songs coming up, but she said after she read a book for the first time, "Ma, I just learned to twist myself."
Oh, that's great.
That was beautiful, yeah.
What'd they think about you going to the White House? How did that all happen?
Well, they came too. Yeah, that was pretty cool. They had no idea what they were, you know, experiencing, and when they were sitting on couches that were roped off. And I would try to explain, you know, they prefer you don't sit on those. And we were with a curator who said, "Go ahead, sit on those." And I'm thinking, you don't have kids, because you wouldn't be telling them, because they're bouncing up and down on this couch. And I'm seeing a picture behind it of Richard Nixon and Anwar Sadat sitting on that couch. And my kids are bouncing on it. And it was a little stressful for me, but they had a good time.
Do you think your children know that you have arrived as a folk singer?
You know, we have an understanding, my kids and I. See, they really like pop music, and they understand that it's lucky, and we all agree on this, that that I'm not, you know, more famous, because we do sometimes read about all the hard things that happen to famous people. So I try to instill in them, is, you know, this might sound cheesy, but like how fortunate I am to be an artist who makes a living doing what I do, but that I don't need to have that kind of lifestyle where, you know, everybody knows me. Just the people who want to know me, and that works great for me.
We're at the Tupelo Music Hall with the Tupelo Public Radio Project with Katie Curtis. How about a couple more?
That sounds great. Thanks. This is a song I wrote for my dad, who's... motto in life is never throw anything away. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. My father likes to, you know, he reminds us that when we were kids, he would take us to the town dump in Saco, Maine, and he would use it as a teaching moment. He'd say, "Kids, pick out whatever you want." I guess we were probably materialistic children, too, and needed a little lesson. But he would also pick out things, and one time he picked out a section of the old high school gym floor that had been thrown away. Years later, he found a place to use it in the house, the downstairs bathroom. It became their new bathroom floor. And if you go to his house now and ask for a tour, he'll happily show you how. I guess mostly he'll want to show you the placement of the free throw. He's got an old chair. It's got no seat. Cracked snowshoes and warped wooden skis. Hardcover books, pages all turned brown. My dad has a reason for everything he keeps around. So if you need something when times get hard, you can probably find it. My dad's yard. And if you need hope, if you're coming apart, you can surely find it in my dad. Really know just what might be in store. If you go in the barn and open boxes on the second floor, it's underneath the paper, crumpled up in balls. You might find a gem, or you might find nothing at all. is that mystery. And all these things bearing other people's history. You can look at this stuff and wonder where it's been. Or you can pick it up and you can use it again. If you need something when times get hard, you can probably find it in my dad's yard. If you need hope, if you're coming apart, you can surely find it. The rest of us are blind. He will polish the gray until it shines clear blue. If you know my dad, well, he won't give up on you. Magnolia Street. I knew that I loved you the first time you got into my car. Your cheeks were flushed and I felt a hush come over me in the dark. Got us lost, but at the next cross, you said, I don't care where we are, I'm in the right car. I drove a slow down a fast food strip, and you turned the radio on. I was confused, all the signs were lit. You said, I love this song. Wanted to say that I loved you, but I knew too soon, too strong. This is the ride I'm on. This is the ride I'm on. And I recall in my sleep how you changed my life on Magnolia Street. A dream, but it's true. I am not the same since I met. Jacket off, my foot on the gas, your eyes fast to the road ahead of us. I never felt such trust. I recall in my sleep how you changed my life on my
cheeks were flushed and I felt a hush come over me in the dark. You wake me up warm from sleep and you take me in your arms. This is the ride I'm on. This is the ride I want. And I recall so complete how you changed my
How are you doing out there? Excellent. All right, we're going to go back into a record that I put out in 1997. Play this tune. All righty? 1, 2, 3.
Be with me so believe.
I'm Kate McNally from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction with Katie Curtis. What a sound. Sounds so great. Katie, I hate to ask you this because I know you've been busy and you just came out with a new album, Stretch Limousine on Fire. But what's next? Are you already thinking about a new album?
I just, because I have young kids, you know, even though my wife is home with the kids and everything, I need to get home. So I do this way of touring where I go like and I play 3 or 4 shows a week and then I go home for 3 or 4 days. So it takes a while to get to all of the cities and in the United States, and then there's the rest of the world. So I have a lot of touring to do for this record, and it probably will take me like, I don't know, 10 or 20 years to, at this rate. But, you know, I'll probably start thinking about a new record in a, you know, I don't know, 10 years. No, I'm just kidding. I usually seem to put a record out every couple of years, so I'm sure I'll get that songwriting bug.
After your nap.
Yeah, after a long nap, exactly.
Katie, I think we have time for just one more song.
All right, well, I guess we'll play a Stretch Limousine on Fire.
Tupelo Public Radio Project, a collaboration between New Hampshire Public Radio and the Tupelo Music Hall. I'm Kate McNally, host of the Folk Show on NHPR. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can find out more information about this series on the Folk Show page of nhpr.org. A special thanks to Katie Curtis.
The history of immigration in New Hampshire goes back a long way. In 1900, about 40% of our population was immigrants. This week, we continue our year-long look at that history, as well as more recent trends in immigration, its effects on our health care and education systems, and the obstacles immigrants and refugees have to overcome as they begin to put down roots. Tune into The Exchange, as well as stories from word of mouth and our news team all this week as we tackle the many issues surrounding immigration.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and from PSNH and its Neighbor Helping Neighbor program, assisting families in need with their electric or natural gas bills. Information on how to help at nhnfund.org. And Vineyard Brands, importers of La Vie Ferme wines from the southern Rhone Valley of France. Available in New Hampshire state liquor stores, vineyardbrands.com. And the LobbyNH.com, the new online source for New Hampshire business and politics, found at thelobbynh.com. I'm Kate McNally, saying so long for this edition of the Folk Show here at the stations of New Hampshire Public Radio. We have Art of the Song on the way next. Don't forget we'll have our playlist and our calendar on the web at nhpr.org. These are the stations of New Hampshire Public Radio, WEVO Concord 89.1, WEVS Nashua 88.3, WEVH Hanover 91.3, WEVN Keene 90.7, WEVC Gorham 107.1, WEVJ Jackson 99.5, WEVF Colebrook 90.3, and WEVQ Littleton 91.9, and online at nhpr.org. Be safe, stay well, and thanks again for joining us here on these Sunday evenings at the stations of New Hampshire Public Radio. Art of the Song is next.